All right. You're off the hook, Shyamachandra. So my latest realization occurred over last weekend, Sunday and Monday, in San Diego. And it was actually on Monday when I was asked to give Bhagavatam class, and in the audience was Dravida Das and Badri Narayan. So I asked them a particular question. I wanted to hear their view on the question. And I had my own understanding. And then after the class, when I went and got my things, because I stay with Dravida in his apartment, he actually looked at something, and what I was thinking was confirmed. So I felt very victorious. Yes! So my realization was, we learn from the Upanishads, Yasya Deve Para Bhaktir, Yata Deve Tata Guru, Tasyaite Katihita Hiyarta, Prakashante Mahatmanaha. That if you have complete faith in Krishna as God, and an equal amount of faith in the spiritual master, all the import, all the meaning of the Vedic literatures is revealed. So this was reminding me, just remain chaste and faithful to Srila Prabhupada. And with that, and remain chaste and faithful to Krishna, and with that, everything will be revealed in the heart, and one will actually understand this beautiful philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any other question? Yes. I don't get your question. I'm not understanding. Yes. Yes. Well, you want to opine? Get the mic. Get in the mic, yes.
So basically there is no difference in tattva between Krishna and Vishnu. This is the same Lord. So when we speak of Krishna, of course, all Vishnu tattva avatars are included within the form of Krishna. The difference is when we talk about rasa tattva. It is only in the with Lord Krishna that one can have all the different rasas, you know, such as Sakha, Vatsala, Santa, Dasya, and Madhurya. That is the essential difference. Otherwise, there is no difference in Godhood. If we say Godhood, right? Godhood is the same. They are all Vishnu Tattvas. Yes. Opulence is all the same. Vishnu Tattva, opulence, all the only thing is Lord Krishna has certain qualities, four or five qualities which even Lord Vishnu does not have.
Correct me if I'm wrong. But when you say the name Krishna, it's equal to three Ramas. And when you say the name Rama, it's equal to 1,000 Vishnus. So if I had the choice, I'd say Krishna every single time.
But your question was, if I heard you correctly, when is it Krishna speaking, when is it Vishnu speaking? Well, if it's in the Bhagavatam, it's very clear when it's Krishna Leela and when it's some other form. So isn't that enough? In the Bhagavatam it tells you in the context, this is the particular ing. But if you're in the 10th canto, then you know this is now Krishna. Yes? All right, we have time for one more question. One final question. Shyamachandra. No? Nobody has a final question? Where is Shekhar? Nothing today. All right. Then if there's no more questions, then Meena, attack that microphone and lead us in a nice kirtan. What? Narayan Leela. Narayan Leela is explained in the various incarnations in the Bhagavatam. So there's the story of Matsya, and there's words that Matsya spoke to, what was his name, Satyavrata Muni. Then there's a Kurma, there's a long thing, Nisringadev is speaking to Prahlad, Prishnigarbha speaks to Dhruva, Sankarshan speaks to Chitraketu, let's see what else. Many times the Narayan is speaking to different, the demigods sometimes. In the very beginning of 10th canto, Shirodakshai Vishnu is speaking to the demigods through Lord Brahma. Lord Ram speaks. So these are all different katas of Narayan. Does that make sense to you? All right. Meena, chant. And who do you want as your drummer? Where's your sons?
They're not here today.
Ah. Where's our pujari? And let's see. Okay. Govind, come.